Introducing Words Unraveled, where I, Rob Watts, from the YouTube channel Rob Words.
And I, Jess Zafaris, author of etymology books and creator of Useless Etymology,
untangle the origins, quirks, and secrets of both rare and everyday terms.
Riz was the word of the year, apparently short for charisma, even though the person who coined it says it's not.
I didn't know that there was controversy over the etymology of Riz.
Yeah.
That's folk etymology in action.
Did you know that a factoid is not, in fact, a fun fact?
Wait, so what does it mean then?
So a factoid is a fact-shaped non-fact, much like an asteroid is shaped like a star, but isn't a star.
So it's a bit fact-ish.
Exactly. It's fact-shaped, but not a fact.
The secretary was originally someone you told your secrets to.
No way.
Someone that you used to travel around with who would be the keeper of your secrets.
So a secretary was perhaps even more important than they are today in more business environments.
I mean, I would say they're still pretty important today if you're as disorganized as I am. But the point is, they could totally take you down.
Did you know that the word hello wasn't a common greeting until the invention of the Bell telephone? Alexander Graham Bell wanted to use the word ahoy. I prefer ahoy, so I'm a little bummed out.
You and Mr. Burns, right? Have you ever seen in Simpsons, that's how he answers the telephone. Ahoy, ahoy.
Come join us as we delve deep into the delights of the English language.
Search for Words Unraveled, that's with two L's, on YouTube, Spotify, Apple,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
And subscribe or follow us so that you never miss an episode.